Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Knoxville School Superintendent Cassie Pearson about last Monday's school board meeting. A very long meeting, had a lot of kind of getting through the weeds, getting through things that needed to get through, but one thing that was a relief to get approved was the 2018-2019 academic calendar. First off, Cassie, I guess, take us through the meeting and take us through what it means to get that calendar out of the way.
It's always nice to be able to publish the calendar for next year at this point in time so families can plan their vacations and, you know when their students need to be in school. So next year's calendar will look very similar to what we've had the last 3 years. Our spring break is slightly different. We go from a full week spring break to just a long weekend spring break next year. The plan is to kind of rotate those every other year. So the calendar for 2018-2019 will be on our website now, and anyone can access that, especially if they're getting ready to make some vacation plans.
One thing that was a big part of the meeting, too, was the something that's been talked about really since the summer, since the elections, was Proposition A. And this time, this meeting, we had the bid documents for the tennis courts and the basketball court.
We're extremely excited to have those let, and so we will be waiting for the bids to come in for this project. What we're hearing across the state right now is that construction bids are coming in right on target or even a little bit under our financial targets. So excited to see what happens with that here in February. And then March 1st is when they're anticipating getting to work on that project. And by June, we should have new tennis courts and a basketball court across from the high school.
The next part of the meeting, my favorite part of the meeting, was the financial report and building reports. I know everybody couldn't wait for that, so let's take a look at those.
We're in great shape. Mr. Mobley does a fantastic job of really keeping a close eye on our finances all the way through the year. He has a line item budget. At the end of December, we were sitting at 45% of our budget has been spent, and we're pretty much close to 50% of our year over for fiscal year. And so we are tracking right where we have the last 3 years. And on top of that, then, you know, the governor just did the condition of the state report. And in her budget, she's proposing a 1.5% increase for schools, which we are surprised with, we're pleased with, we're hoping that both the House and the Senate will consider her 1.5 number, and they'll pass that quickly so that we can look at doing our budget for next year.
Also, with the building reports, you had all the principals in here. I'm talking about the how the school has been going for the past beginning of this year. Take us through those reports as well.
All four of them were very unique, as you noticed probably while you were there. I always enjoy listening to our principals get to share exactly what they've been working with their teachers on, especially those Monday mornings. Each of the buildings has a goal or two goals that they've been working on, and you know, they talk about some of the activities and some of the initial results. Right now, our elementary buildings are both working very hard on literacy skills for kids. We've implemented several different programs. We're spending a lot of time and resources to make sure our kids are great readers, and our results on our FAST assessments are showing that we're making gains. So that's exciting for us. Our middle school and high school have been doing a lot of work around life skills, college career readiness types of skills, climate and culture with the PBIS, and trying to make sure that our kids understand we do want to be a caring community. That kindness starts with students and staff and needs to be spread amongst our community as well. So it was great to get to see, you know, what they've been working on and where they're going this spring. And then in June, they'll do a wrap-up on how the year actually ended up.
Now, also in this meeting, you had two discussions that were tabled for the next school board meeting. One was for early retirement, and the second was for teachers on call. If you could take us through those two items and why they were tabled on Monday.
You know, the board wanted to take another look at one of the applications for the early retirement, so they tabled that one. And Teachers on Call is a branch of Kelly Temporary Services, and the Kelly Services has been around for decades. They help supply or help recruit and hire and then place substitutes And one of the things that school districts across the country right now are really struggling with are finding enough substitutes to fill all the positions that we have. Mr. Wilkins at our high school had mentioned just a few weeks ago, he had one day where we could not find replacements for three teachers who were gone. And so that means we have to double up classrooms, and it's really difficult. So one of the reasons that we were looking at this program is that they do this for a living. They recruit substitutes and try to get their numbers up. We really, you know, we encourage, we have fantastic substitutes in this district. We've got some retired teachers. We've got some younger folks who do that, serve in that role for us, but we don't have enough of them. And trying to figure out how to recruit when that's not really what we do on a day-to-day basis makes a difference. And so we were taking a look at them. It wouldn't drastically change anything for us. And at the same time, we can keep doing what we've been doing. So this isn't a program that we feel extremely strong about. It's an opportunity that if the board feels could benefit us here in the near future, we wanted to give them a chance to take a look at that. They will have a webinar with Teachers on Call at our next board meeting, so they're going to get more information. And they can decide if the time is right or not. Again, many school districts are taking a look at it just because of the shortage of substitutes. And this is a way to kind of streamline some of our process piece. But overall, if we keep with what we have, that's going to be just fine here in Knoxville. If the board feels that this would be a good opportunity to try something that might be able to get us a few more subs on our list, that would be good too. One of the things that Teachers on Call provides is an opportunity for health insurance and for bonus pay if you work so many days out of the year. We don't do that as a school district. They also have a 401k plan. So for those subs who want to really become a full-time substitute, there's a lot of additional benefits to them going through Teachers on Call that we can offer as a district. But again, we'll see what the board decides they want to do on January 22nd. If they decide they don't want to do that, it's not a big deal. If they decide they want to do a trial run, we'll give it a go.
That was today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks to Knoxville School Superintendent Cassie Pearson for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at knikrls.com.